Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
Last week, you taught us a new acronym. We learned about SMART approaches for medicating patients with moderate persistent asthma. This week, you found another article, this also from JAMA, starting on page 1473. Just a little bit of background. All patients with moderate persistent asthma need to be treated with a combination of daily inhaled glucocorticoids to reduce the supposed airway inflammation, plus a quick-acting bronchodilator to relieve acute symptoms. And then you can add to that a long-acting beta agonist. These short-acting beta agonists can be used for additional relief as needed rather than on a regular schedule of the interview. The inhaled glucocorticoids are recommended as the primary long-term controller and are used with, as we said, long-acting beta agonists. But there's another class of drugs we don't hear that much about, which are the long-acting muscarinic antagonists. They can be useful as an adjunct therapy, particularly in teens and adults. You found an article that attempts to answer the question, are long-acting muscarinic antagonists a useful adjunct therapy to inhaled corticosteroids in patients 12 years or older who have persistent asthma? Mark, can we begin to think about using these drugs?
It depends. It may be, yes. This was kind of a complicated systematic review because there were lots of comparisons. So we're talking, when we talk about these LAMAs, long-acting muscarinic antagonists, things like tiotropium, and I'm going to butcher this name, umeclidinium, aclidinium. Those are some of the LAMAs that are on the market. And so what they did was they tried to find studies that compared adding a LAMA with adding a placebo to the patient's current treatment. And they found a total of 15 RCTs, about 7,000 patients. Of those 15, 12 were low risk of bias, so that's good. They were well-designed studies. What they found was that if someone was taking an inhaled corticosteroid alone as their maintenance medication for asthma, adding a LAMA compared to adding a placebo did reduce the risk of asthma exacerbation. So it's better than nothing in patients just using a steroid. They report the relative risk reduction of about 33%. Now, on the other hand, there was no difference in this comparison between use of rescue medications or quality of life scores, but fewer asthma exacerbations. Now, when they looked at comparing adding LAMA to adding a LABA, a long-acting beta agonist, as add-on therapy to someone who was just taking a steroid, no difference in asthma exacerbations, rescue medicines, quality of life scores, or any other outcome. They also looked at the comparison in people who were taking a long-acting beta agonist and an inhaled steroid. What if you added a LAMA to those folks instead of placebo, and that wasn't any better either? They, again, looked at only the studies that had a low risk of bias. They found no difference in results, and there was no significant heterogeneity. So bottom line is that if someone's just taking a steroid, adding a LAMA does reduce exacerbations, but it's no better than adding a LABA. And in these patients with moderate persistent asthma that isn't well controlled on their current medications, adding a LAMA to someone already on a LABA and a steroid also didn't significantly improve outcomes.
Mm. This is a classic case of AMTC.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah, acronyms make this complicated.
yes.
It is a very...
I learned another new acronym. That's good, yeah.
Yes, very complicated with LABAs and LAMAs. And, anyways, it does sound like at least there's another alternative, although, you know, all things being equal, it's only if you fail or have trouble with the traditional approach. Yeah, I also should apologize to listeners. Mark is recording in an area where there's bad weather and there's a bit of breakup. So apologize for the listeners for that.
Me too.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.